is on Parshas Achrei Mos Kedoshim. So let's start. It says, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe, and God spoke to Moses, Achrei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron, after the death of the two sons of Aaron, Nadav v'Avihu, Bekorvatam, in the coming close to Fnei Hashem v'Yamutu, when they came close to Hashem, and they died. So that's Parsha. This Parsha is called Achrei Mos, right? Like I told you, always a Parsha, the beginning of the Parsha is the whole Parsha. Then the Parsha speaks about Be'ikaron. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, daber el Aaron achicha, speak to Aaron yachicha. Va'ayavo b'chol et el HaKodesh, don't come every moment el HaKodesh, mibet laparochet, in between the parochet, el pnei HaKaporet, the face of the Kaporet. The Kaporet is the place of the Aaron. The Kaporet is the covering of the Aaron. Asher Aaron lo yamut, ki ba'anan erei el HaKaporet. Then Anan, the Anan of the Katoret, that's your heter to come once a year to the Beis Kodesh HaKodeshim, the place of the Aaron, the Kaporet. Okay. Then Chumash is going to tell you all the Avodas Yom Kippur. So Rashi says here basically that why it's speaking about Acharei Mos. It's basically telling you, yeah? Matad Tamad Loma, Haya Rabbi Yezer Ben Azariah, Moshlo Moshel, L'chole, for like an ill person. Shenichnach Etzarofa, he went to a doctor. Amaro, Al Tochel Sonen, don't drink cold. Al Tishkav Betavach, right? It's a place which is cold. Damn. And then he says, another one, don't eat Sonen, and don't go to a damn place, because Ploni died because of that. That person is going to be more careful. So it seems, right, that the coming close into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right, Be'ez Zara, what they did, is effectively what is Yom Kippur. The Kapara of Yom Kippur, right, you're talking to a person who's ill. You tell him the same thing. You tell him, don't do this, because they died because they did this. They had an illness, they died. Do it this way, right? Be careful, right? So it means what Nadav Avihu were doing was similar to what was happening in the Avodah of Yom Kippur. What was Nadav Avihu trying to do? So there's a Zohar. And the truth is, it was done before. The Shtias Yayin of Nadav Avihu, no one really understands. But the Zohar in Parshas Noach speaks about Noach that he drank wine. Remember, he planted the wine? So Chazal tell us that Noach tried to fix the head of Adam HaRishon. And he didn't succeed. That was the whole thing. I'm not going to go into Parshas, but I did Parshas Noach, we did it. Nadav Avihu also, the intention was to fix the Chet HaEgel. And Davka to fix the Chet HaEgel was the purpose of the Mishkan. So they nichnas lifnai v'lifnim with Eish Zara, shelo tziva Hashem, that God didn't command it, was an attempt to fix the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Now, the fixing was to fix the lower worlds. And we know the Maisa Keteris, the concept of the Maisa Keteris, right, is, we saw by Korach, we saw the Maisa Keteris is brings Misa to the world, but it also fixes in the lower worlds. There's a rule. When Adam HaRishon was Chote, the world, right, became more physical, i.e., physicality became more part of the world. The Noach, when he was trying to fix, the concept of Canaan, the concept of Ham. Ham represented the lower part. Noach had three kids. He had Shem, which represented the higher spiritual worlds. Yefet, the Yofi, that's Tiferet, that's the body. The so-called, the in-between worlds. That's Yofi, the chibur between the lower and the higher worlds. Right? That's the Greeks. And then there's Cham, which represents the base physical worlds. Yeah? So Noah was trying to fix Cham. The basic physical worlds. That's the lower world. I to elevate the physical worlds and to separate the physicality that's in the world from man. The man would be somehow elevated. What Nadav Avihu also wanted to do, after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, or the Chet HaEgel, which is similar to the Chet of Adam HaRishon, what happened in Har Sinai was similar to the Chet of Adam HaRishon with the Chet HaEgel, the worlds, instead of being elevated, were lowered through Chet HaEgel. And Nadav Avihu tried to fix those lower worlds. Now, when you're ever fixing the lower worlds, so the Arizal says this, and it's spoken about fixing Amalek. So the Shtiyat Yayin and Purim is similar to fixing Amalek. So it says, when you're going into the lower worlds, you have to go into the lower worlds below Das. Because if you go with Das, if you go with thinking, you're connecting to it. Connecting to it is dangerous. That's the Shtiyah of Noach. That's the drinking of the wine of Noach. The drinking of wine of Nadav Avihu. They didn't succeed completely, but they succeeded partly. Yom Kippur is the same thing. Yom Kippur is Maisa Kaporet. We see Kaporet is the covering of the Aaron. The Aaron represents the Torah. Yom Kippur is Matan Torah. It's coming back to the Torah of Har Sinai, which we missed because of Chet HaEgel. The Har Sinai we have is Yom Kippur. The Torah we have, it's the Kabbalah of Torah of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is, what do we do in Yom Kippur? We don't eat. We have 5 inuim. We have 5 tefillot. We separate ourselves from the physical world. There's an elevation of man to come to his higher persona. On Yom Kippur, man is removed from the physical world. That's Yom Kippur. Why is Yom Kippur and the Kaporet, the covering of the Aaron, related? How is it related? It's called Hashem the Kaporet. Kippur. Kippur is Lashon, Rashi says in many places, Kippur is Lashon Kapara. Kapara is Nikayon, cleaning. Why is the cover of the Aaron called cleaning? So the Gemara in Sukkah explains that where do we learn the height of a Mechitza? Because there's a Rishus HaRabim, and there's a Mokum Patur. And the Gemara says that we learn that from the Kaporet, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu who comes into this world, he rests on the Kruvim, and he comes to the level of the Kaporet. I.e., from the Kaporet upwards is the place of the Shechina. Below is man's place, that's the Rishus HaRabim, i.e., the place of Ra. The place of the Shechina is called Mokum Patur in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, right? It's the place where there's no Ra. The Ra is separated by the Kaporet. That's why the size of the Aaron is 10 tefachim. With the tefach of the Kaporet, is 10 tefachim. That's the shear of the Mechitza. Because that's the size of the domain of Rishus HaRabim. So the Kaporet is the place of separation, of connection of the Shechina. Remember, the Kruvim were made, that's a tzivui in the building of the Aaron, is one miksha echad with the Kaporet. That means the Kruvim are part of the Kaporet. They're one thing. Bein ha-Kruvim is Mokom HaShechina. And that's mitchabe to the Kaporet. And the Kaporet is the thing which goes into the lower worlds, but it's also the connection to the higher worlds. The Kaporet, yeah. The covering of the Aaron. Yeah? The place of connection of physical to spiritual, that's the tachlis of man. That's man's kapara. That's man's cleaning himself from his physical. Man cleaning himself from his physical is connecting his physical to the spiritual. That's what the kapara does. That's why the kapara is called kapara, Lashon kapara, Lashon nikayon. Because man, how does man clean himself from his physical self? He elevates his physical self to the spiritual, i.e., the Kruvim, which represent the Bein HaKruvim, Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to us, the Divine Presence comes Bein HaKruvim, is connected to the covering, is connected to that which represents the separation of the physical to the spiritual, the place of separation. The connection of the Kruvim to the Kapor is one thing, because the ultimately man's physical self is connecting to his spiritual. That's man's tachlis, that's man's kapara, that's man's cleaning himself of his physical by elevating his physical to his spiritual. And on Yom Kippur, the whole avod of Yom Kippur is, through man separating himself from the physical, he elevates himself and receives Matan Torah, and then he brings it back to reconnect with the physical. That's Yom Kippur. And it's called Al Shem HaKaporet. That's the whole avod of Yom Kippur. It's Bein HaKruvim, the Kaporet. And that's also was the avod of Nadav Avihu. That's why we read the parasha, right, on Yom Kippur. And it's brought down in Halacha that if you cry on the death of Nadav Avihu, you'll have kapara. Why? Because the death of Nadav Avihu, they tried to do the same thing that we're trying to do on Yom Kippur. That means if you're crying that they didn't succeed completely, you understand what your avoda is. Then you have kapara. The end of the parasha speaks about what? The end of the parasha speaks about the Arayis, which we also read Mincha Yom Kippur. It's also we read on Yom Kippur. And the halacha is brought because a person has a big yetzahara for Arayis. So a person should separate himself from Arayis. So that's what's brought down in Mincha. We separate ourselves from Arayis. But Lechora, I mean, why? The concept of Arayis is misconnection. It's improper connection. That means connecting to the physical for the physical, or misconnecting to the physical. That's the parasha of Arayis. That's why it's the opposite of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is to connect to the spiritual. Arayis is connecting to the physical in an improper way. So we have to separate from Arayis and connect for the spiritual. That's why Yom Kippur, there's no physical connections. And if you understand, in Matan Torah also, a person has to separate from his wife. 3 days of separation. So Yom Kippur is the same concept, because it's also Matan Torah. Now that we understand that, it makes sense that Achrei Mos is Mechubah to Kedoshim. Because what's Kedoshim? Kedoshim to you. What does Rashi say? Lifrosh min Arayis. To separate from the physical. Kedoshim, you have a mitzvah asay to separate from the Arayis, to separate from the physical. That's the same concept of Yom Kippur. So Rashi says, Hayuprushim min Arayis, o min Aveira, and from the Arayis and from an Aveira, from sins. Shekom mokum shatamo together ever, any place you find that a person separates from Arayis, atamotze kedusha, you find kedusha. So you see the kedusha is separating from Avera, is separated from the bad. Isha zona v'chalala, ani Hashem mekadeshchem. So you see, separating from Arayis is kedusha. Lo yichalel zaro, ani Hashem mekadesho. Kedoshim you, isha zona v'chalala. So you see, Rashi brings psukim. You see that separating from Arayis is kedusha, right? So that's the concept. That's the whole concept of Yom Kippur. That's the whole concept of Nadav Avihu, the separating man from his physical. That's the whole concept of Cham, that Noah wanted to metaken his son Cham, fix the physicality in the world. You with me? Mm-hmm. What's the first mitzvah after Kedoshim to you? It says, Ish imo v'aviv tira'u. You should fear your mother and your father. Ve'et shabbatotai tishmoru, ani Hashem lokeichem. And Shabbos keep. O God, I am God, your Lord. The relationship a parent you have with a parent, the Gemara says, the Gemara in Yevamos, it's Gemara in other places as well, it says, you might have thought, it brings this pasuk, you might have thought, if your parents tell you not to keep Shabbos, do you have to listen to them? Why? Because there's a hekesh between honoring parents and honoring God. Says the pasuk, et Shabbos atay tishmoru, do you keep Shabbos? Kulchem chayvim bichvodi. Even your parents are obligated in my covet. So the Gemara did not go away from its havamina. Do your parents, the covet or the year of your parents, right, is compared to fear of God. It didn't go away from that. It just said they are obligated in my covet like you are, so therefore you shouldn't be listening to them, because they're also obligated in my covet. So you have both of you, your parents and you, have to listen to me. Right? But that you have to listen, listening to your parents is like listening to God. The Gemara didn't go away from that. So what is that telling you? The relationship that man has with his parents is like the relationship he has to God. Yira of his parents is Yira Chamayim. Ava of his parents, or covet of his parents, is Kvod Hashem, Avas Hashem. The Gemara says, Ava comes from the mother, and Yira comes from the father, right? But the way a child relates to his parents is the beginning of his Avodas Hashem. How do we get to Kadoshim to you? It has to be from Ish Imo Vaviv Tirao. That's the shorish of it. Our relationship with our parents is the building block through which we have a relationship with our Creator. And that, a proper relationship there, creates a proper relationship with our Creator and with life. And our interaction with our Creator. Ava we get from our mother. Yira we get from our father. And that's the Yira Shamayim the person will have between him and his Creator. And the Ava they'll have between him and his Creator. And the trusting, the trust he has. That's the beginning, that's the Peticha, that's the opening of Avodas Hashem. And then it says Shabbat Taitishmor. Keeping Shabbos. What Shabbos? What does Shabbos do for us? We have Kivud Avaim, and against Kivud Avaim we have Shabbos. What's Shabbos doing for us? Shabbos trumps Kivud Avaim because Kulchem Chayvim Kvodi. That means Shabbos represents Kulam Chayvim Bikvodi. Shabbos is Shabbos Bracious. The recognition that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is our Creator, that He created the world. He's ultimately our Tata. He's ultimately our parents. He created us, He created the world. But that recognition is through your parents. But that's what Shabbos represents. That's what Matan Torah represents. Matan Torah was given on Shabbos. All the Chagim are called Shabbatons. The Shabbos, the forms of Shabbos. Mimachar Asah Shabbos. That's Pesach. All the Shabboses, all the Moadim are called Shabboses. Shabbat Shabbaton. Right? Yom Kippur. Shavuos. Right? Matan Torah is on Shabbos. Shabbos we re-get the Ketorim, the crowns that we lost in Matan Torah. Shabbos is also a form of coming back to our higher selves. But Shabbos is Matan Torah, where we get the crowns back, the Naaseh V'Nishma, the Ketorim that we lost on Shavuos, we get them back on Shabbos. So Shabbos is a time of owning that we can delve into the physical world, not like Yom Kippur. Because on Shabbos we're on a higher level. We're on a level of Matan Torah. We're at the level where Luchas Rishonas. And we do that every week. So therefore we can indulge on Shabbos. We have Onik Shabbos. We can have a cholent. We can have a gefilte fish with a little carrot. Shabbos is the Hashlama. Shabbos represents Kulchem Chayvim Bichvodi. Shabbos is a gilui of the kavod of the Kriyas Baruch Hu, because the world comes to its tikkuno. That's why ultimately, in Yemot HaMashiach, the Shabbos HaBashabbaton, the Shabbos of the world, is the concept of Olam Haba, that there's a recognition of what? Of the kavod of Hashem. How is that? Tzadikim yoshvim v'atarotem roshem, the crowns on the head, v'ne'enim miziv hashchina. A complete connection with our Creator, that's the Na'as Evanishma. Those Katarim represent the Na'as Evanishma, and that's the concept of Shabbos. And on Shabbos, there's basically two avodas. The avodas of the Tefillah, in which we get our spiritual Na'as Evanishma, like the more spiritual, our Pnimi, and the avodas of the Sudas, which is our physical indulgence. That's also a Mekadesh to Hashem. But you don't have the koach to do that on Yom Kippur. The only time you have the koach to do this is on Shabbos. Then you have the parasha is full of all the mitzvahs that the person has. Bein Aron L'Mokom, Bein Aron L'Chavero. The details of these mitzvahs. Because that's the derech in which we mekadesh ourselves to connect with our Creator. And then, again, what does the parasha finish off with? The parsha finishes off with Arayis. The parsha Arayis. The Hashlama parsha Arayis. Because that's the Pticha of parsha Kedoshim is Bifrosh Min Arayis. So the parsha opens up with that and finishes up with that. And the same thing in Yuma. The separation from the physical. So it ends up with the parsha of Arayis. So the concept, the whole concept of Arayis is a general concept. Arayis means connecting improperly. All averas are improper connections. Just arayas is physical improper connection. But all averas are is the sugi of arayas. So that's how these two parashas are connected. The avod of Yom Kippur, or Nadav Aviyu, is the fixing of man from his physical state. That's why we separate from the physical. And that's why we read parshas v'arayis to separate from the physical, because it's an improper connection. Kedoshim tiyu is how we live our lives by separating. It comes out with kivud av v'eim and Shabbos, like explained to you. That's the tachlis. The parsha is full of the details of mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveru and bein adam l'malkum, to man and himself, man and his fellow man, and man and God. And then it also finishes with the parasha of Arayas to tell us that that's the whole Indian, to separate from the Arayas, separate from disconnection or improper connection. That's the shorish of all Averas. Clear? Yeah.